When somebody says to you, where can I listen to your podcast? What do you say? Do you tell them Apple? Do you tell them Spotify? And then what if they don't even use that specific app? Now they have to go and search for your show themselves. And maybe they do, but maybe they don't. Or maybe you're putting your podcast link in your Instagram bio, in your emails, in your show notes, but you're only linking to one platform, or you're linking to like Apple and then Spotify, and then you're linking to a few others, which means you're making it that much harder for people who don't use that platform to actually find you and make a decision and click a link. I promise you that there is a better way, and it's totally free. So if you've been linking to Apple or Spotify and you just want a smarter way to share about your podcast, my friend, you are in the right place. Before we jump into today's episode, if you have a podcast and you're wondering if it's actually set up to get you clients, not just downloads, I want you to check out the free Podcast to Clients audit. You answer a few questions and you're going to get a personalized audit report in under 10 minutes. And then you also get to choose one of four different playbooks that are built from your personal results. You get to choose from an episode game plan, an episode prep checklist, the five-phase content cheat sheet, which is my personal favorite, and then the back catalog action plan, which is another one of my personal favorites. It's going to help you find out exactly what to focus on, and it's completely free. The link is in the show notes. All right, my friend. So here's the problem with just linking to one platform. When you share your podcast, you probably are only linking to Apple or Spotify. And if you don't, that's cool. Maybe you do something else, because there's literally a million different ways to share the link to your podcast, right? And we're going to talk about some other ways too. But not everybody uses Apple and not everybody uses Spotify. Some people use Overcast, Amazon Music, iHeartRadio, YouTube, right? If you only link to one, you're making it that much harder for everyone else to find you. They have to go and search for your show manually. But let's be honest, some people won't even take it that far and they won't even be bothered. So what are the options here? What are the options to share about your podcast so that way you're not separately sharing Apple, separately sharing Spotify? Option number one is to use your podcast host's built-in website. So most podcast hosting platforms, they have a built-in website tool. So Captivate, Buzzsprout, Transistor, they all have this. And it gives you a simple page with links to all of your platforms. You can even listen to it directly on that specific podcast hosting platform. So they don't even really need to go to Apple or Spotify. They can just listen to it natively in that player. If you're already paying for your podcast host, this is free. It works and it's easy. Option number two is to embed your podcast on your own website. So your podcast host should also give you an embed code, and you can put that embed code directly on your website. So if you already have a website, you can create a page like yourwebsite.com/podcast. People can listen right there, or they can click through to their preferred app, and it keeps everything on your own website, which is ideal. We want people to stay on our website. And then option number three is Podlink. Podlink is a tool that I use all the time. It is a free tool that gives you one link. And when somebody clicks it, they get a list of all the places that your show is available. They pick their preferred app and it takes them right to your show right then and there. There's no guessing, no searching, no friction. Go to pod.link, you search for your show, and you get a custom link. So it's like pod.link and then slash, and then there's like six numbers, I think, after that. It takes like 2 minutes and you don't have to log in. You don't have to sign up. It's just there, and it's such a useful tool to have. And then there's a bonus option here, which is using a branded link with Podlink. And so there are a lot of different websites out there that create branded links. So if you don't have a website, you can register a domain name, and then you can connect that domain name into the branded link platform. And then you can create links for different things. So this is one of the things that I do because I have PamelaCrista.com/podcast where you can literally like see all of my episodes and it's embedded straight from Captivate. What I did was I took my Podlink URL and then I used a pretty link, which is the same thing as a branded link, and it redirects to the Podlink. So for example, I log into WordPress and then I installed a app called Pretty Links. And then I told it that I want PamelaCrista.com/show to redirect to this certain URL. And that certain URL is the pod.link/the6 numbers. So you get a branded, easy to remember URL. So if I didn't have a website, I could just share PamelaCrista.com/show. And then that would bring up all my episodes, right? I don't need a website for that. So it takes them directly to that Podlink page where they can choose the app of their preference. And it's the best of both worlds. It's pretty and it's functional. And you can do this with a redirect on your website straight into wherever your DNS settings are, or you can use it with a tool like Pretty Links. There's also something called Rebrandly, and there's like so many other ones out there. And so where should you use this link? Well, I'm so glad that you asked. You can use this link anywhere, anywhere where you're linking to your podcast. So your Instagram bio, your website, if you have a community, like for example, on school, I have my link to my show right there in not my profile, but in my community settings there on the side. Your email signature, when somebody asks you verbally, you can just say, yeah, go to PamelaCrista.com/show, or you can create a QR code and have little cards with you. And that way you can just hand out cards with your QR code to your podcast on it. When they scan the code on their phone, it's going to directly take them to that link. That is a lot easier to say than a really long Apple or Spotify URL. And ultimately you can use it anywhere where you're linking to just one platform, if that's what you're currently doing. And so here's why this matters for getting clients from your podcast. Because the easier that you make it for people to find your show and the easier that you make it for people to take that next step, the more downloads you're going to have, the more listeners that you're going to have, and the more of the right listeners and the more potential clients are going to come your way. And so any and every single barrier that you remove is going to help this. This is such a small little tiny thing that makes such a big and real difference. But here's the thing though, getting people to your podcast is only half the battle, my friend. Once they find your show, is it actually set up to convert them? Are your episode titles clear? Is your show description working? Are all your call to actions landing? That's where the podcast audit comes in. So if you want to make sure that your podcast is actually set up to convert those listeners into clients, I want you to check out the Podcast to Clients Audit. It is a absolutely free tool where you answer about 9 questions. It takes less than 10 minutes. And after you fill it out, you will get a personal strategic audit report that is going to tell you exactly what you should focus on to position your podcast to get clients. The link is going to be in the show notes. I hope you have the most beautiful rest of your day, and I will talk to you in the next episode. Bye.